The Anatomy of a Fall. And our buddy Rich Phillips, we hope he's okay. He was supposed to fill in for Donnie today, but he had a missed a step coming off the curb and looks like not exactly sure what happened, but he hurt his knee.
Yeah, so this morning I was walking in, walking across the street, and I was almost to the elevator down in the garage underneath our building, right there at Novitski and what is that, Victory or something? I don't know. And I get a call, and it was Rich, and he seems pretty panicked, and it's, you know, I'm assuming maybe he forgot his gate code or his key to get up into the building, and he tells me he had just fallen. He almost made it down. That's the worst, I guess the best and worst part is that he had almost made it all the way down the stairs and he missed that last step and said that his knee had kind of gotten pinned underneath him and he was in a lot of pain. And
yeah,
so I'm running back across the street and I'm going to the garage and I see like four or five people walk out of the door where it leads to the staircase. And I'm like, surely I'm not going to turn this corner and see Rich still laying on the ground. And because there was a couple of big fellas that walked out of there. I'm like, surely somebody helped Rich and we can figure out what he needs to do. And I get in there and he's up. He's up and he's not really moving a lot, but he's up.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's. I'm like, so how are we? Are you okay? He's not okay. He says he's not okay, but he's still pretty adamant. We're going to walk across the street and we're going to go broadcast the show. He's a gamer. That's what you need to know about Rich. Is he for the PE1 was going to try and gut it out.
He's bringing it.
He was bringing it. And so we turn that corner outside the wind tunnel there, the P1 parking garage. Go in front of Black Tap and we're waiting for a car to go. I kind of, you know, gave him the hold on because there was a car at the end of the street. I'm like, this might take you a minute to get across. So let's make sure we have a clear path both ways. And man, as soon as he stepped off the curb, both knees gave out and he went down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate. So hopefully he's going to be okay. We'll see. But man, that's one of those things with the fall. Everybody knows, like, as you get older, it becomes more and more dangerous. And, of course, falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries for older Americans. Like, if you're 65 and up, that's one of those things. Your bones aren't the same. You can fall. You can break things that you didn't even realize were possible. Even on a fall that you don't think is that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And it's really scary. I mean, that's one of those things. As you get older, it's more of a senior citizen type situation. But, man, I'll tell you, probably a couple of years ago, actually – probably 4 years ago now, I like when planes fly over the house.
Okay.
So there are times I'm like, man, that sounds like a big ass plane. I'll try to run outside and see it because it's just kind of cool. And one time I jumped up off the couch. I had my socks on.
Oh, no.
And man,
you
my
slip?
Feet. Well, I hit the wood floors.
Yeah.
So you jump up and you try to cut real quick to go to the door. And my feet just slip out from underneath me. And it's just, you know, bonk.
Yeah.
And when you're little or even younger, bounce up pretty quick. Even that, I was like, oh, man, that did not feel good. I mean, that was completely I had no concept that to prepare myself to fall. And you just land on your body. And it takes you a second where you lay there. It's almost like you're doing an inventory of yourself. Like, did I break anything just now? Is my ribs broken?
Well, and it's so surprising.
Yes.
No matter even if it's a slow or a fast fall, when you hit the ground, it is shocking how hard it is. And it knocks the breath out of you. And you're just trying to take stock of what hurts, hurts really bad, and what do I need to do next?
I mean, the last time I got an x-ray taken was... I guess this was 2 years. It'll be coming up 2 years ago in July when we were going to camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell off that stepladder. I told that story on the air where I tried to stand on the... It was 100% my fault, obviously. I tried to stand on the little railing of the stepladder because I couldn't quite reach this where I was trying to reach in the tree in my backyard.
Yeah.
And the ladder just slipped out from underneath me. And I went, fell off that. And I thought I broke my arm. And that was really interesting because... Man, I had to lay for a second because I was a little woozy from it. I was like, thank God I didn't land on my head.
See, it's been a long time since I've fallen. Now, my balance is not that great, so I feel like I almost fall constantly.
Yeah, that's a big deal with all of that.
Like, But I also am able to catch myself every time and not fall. But I know there's a line of demarcation on that where eventually the balance is going to give out and I'm going to fall. But yeah, it's been a while since I've hit the ground real hard.
Yeah, it does not feel good. It's rough, especially for something like that, which, you know, socks on the wood floor. Like, God, what am I, 8?
Yeah, see, I
didn't learn my lesson.
I wear slides in the house because that's part of the reason why I don't like wearing socks in the house is the slippery nature of it.
Yeah, and again, like, you might, if you're wearing socks on the normal wood floor, it's really not that big of a deal. But if you're going to jump off the couch and try to cut like you're trying to go somewhere, sock doesn't work on wood floor.
No, it's very slippery.
Yeah, it's one of those things like core strength and grip strength is a big deal as you get older. We don't realize that when you're younger, even in your 40s and a lot of the times to your 50s, you know, you can grip something and grab yourself if you start to fall. But as you get older, you lose that grip strength.
Right.
And so where before you could reach out and grab something and hold yourself up, you lose the ability to be able to do that if you're not working on it. So then once you get into your 60s and, of course, your 70s and even obviously much older than that, you just don't have the ability anymore to hold yourself up if you start to fall. You fall. A lot of the times, it happens all the time, broken ribs, broken hip.
So my grandmother fell this weekend, and she's been, she lives with my mom and my stepdad, and she's a bit of a night owl, which is not great when you're trying to take care of a senior citizen who may or may not be totally with it anymore on what all's going on.
Yep.
And she fell. They don't know how long she was there in the middle of the floor, but she fell, broke her hip. They think her arm is pretty bruised up, but they don't think anything's broken in her arm. And that's the thing. It's the thing you fall on. It's what caused you to fall and what you tried to break your fall with at that point. Cause everything's brittle. Like when you're 7, 8 years
100%
old,
it is.
You catch yourself. And I remember one time I was in college and I was skateboarding to class, or I was skateboarding home from class, and I fell. And I noticed there was a gaggle of ladies looking really good. I'm sure they smelled really good too, walking towards me. And I fell forward and caught myself, like, hands up, and just thought, you know, the best thing to do here is knock out a couple of push-ups. But if you're 65 and you do that, you're going to break both wrists. Your elbows are going to get flung out of place.
That was a big thing when rollerblading was really big in the 90s. You would wear wrist guards because you would fall a lot and land like that, and you can break your wrist. It's very easy to do. I fell, I guess I didn't fall, when I was in preschool. We were playing Star Wars on the playground, and I got shot, and so I died and fell off the little playground thing.
You got to take the bump.
I broke my collarbone.
You got to sell it.
And that was wild. I had to wear one of those weird little collarbone things.
Oh, really?
As a little kid. There's a bunch of pictures of me in that. And then I'm trying to think, I fell. Oh, yeah. When I broke my foot, I fell off of a trampoline because I was trying to do a backflip when I was in fifth grade as a trampoline. As a trampoline?
You were a trampoline. So you transitioned from trampoline to man. That's cool, man.
No, I was on a trampoline. I tried to do a backflip, and I flipped off the trampoline and broke my foot doing that. But that's not really, like, I didn't fall.
Yeah, no.
But I fell off something.
The biggest fall that I think I've ever had is I was in, like, preschool. So I would have been 4, maybe. Man. And I was on monkey bars. This is the last time I was ever on monkey bars. And I got about halfway down, and I don't know if I missed or if I tried to do something cool and, like, jump to the 2 or 3 monkey bars away. But I just remember seeing forward and then just seeing the sky. And then thud, right on your back, just knocks the breath out of you. And
yeah, that's a lot.
They have to bring me a popsicle to calm me down. And then I fell again in college on a bike. Some person I was riding
my
happens. Bike.
I've fallen on bikes and
stuff. That happens.
And rollerblading, man, when I was growing up, like in middle school and high school, but that's not the same thing. Like you step and you miss a step or whatever it is. I mean, rollerblading, you know you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, eventually you're going to fall. If you're rolling on wheels.
I mean, if you're playing sports, like playing hockey, you fall down all the time. Basketball, if you're playing that, even now, you might get fouled and lose your balance and fall and something like that.
Yeah.
Which is always a pain in the ass.
Scary though, man.
But you feel it, like you noticeably feel it more. I can't imagine in your 60s, because I'll feel it more now in my 40s if I fall down and land hard on the ground. Where you're just like, man.
Yeah, because my wife a few months ago, she was doing something in the house and just slipped and fell, and it's like She was like, my back hurts for like two weeks.
Yeah, it sucks.
For 2 weeks, something that you would think isn't that big a deal, and you feel it everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I guess it's aging. It's life. You got to do your best. Try to stay nimble. Work on that grip strength.
Yeah.
Well, if you fall off of a curb, there's nothing to grab. You're just like, oh, there I go.
I guess I'm falling now.
I mean, there's nothing you can do, which is really, man, it is. It's weird. It's kind of, what was it the other day? Oh, it was my little niece, who's about to turn 4, was doing something with her head, like where, you know, she was being like almost like not headbanging, but like moving it back and forth, like really fast. And
just sensory,
like,
thing.
Just watching that. I was like, man, if I try to do that right now, I will probably pass out within 3 seconds.
Pull something in your neck.
No, because I can't take the... I can't do that. It makes me feel nauseous.
Really?
Even just like real
quick. Do you have
like
motion sickness or something?
No. It's just weird. It's like being on a tire swing. I couldn't do a tire swing now. I used to love it as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, if you spin me around, can't handle it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your equilibrium a little off-kilter?
Maybe. I think it's as you get older, it's one of those things where you just don't have the ability to sustain that anymore.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know a lot of people that were, like, real big into roller coasters, and then the older they got, they're like,
couldn't do it anymore.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, something changes within you. But it is kind of wild like that. I mean, as a little kid, anybody, if you fall off of something high, you're going to break stuff. But just falling, plus you have less to fall.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 3 feet tall when you're little.
Right, yeah, there's a little bit less distance to
But go. I remember, you'll see people every once in a while, my brother has a scar on his chin from when we had wood floors growing up, and he got caught a couple times running with socks on and slipped and busted his chin.
Mm.
And, you know, you'll see every once in a while, you'll see somebody with a scar on your chin, you're like, did you bust your chin as a kid? How did you know? Like, oh, my brother has the same thing.
I know someone that
So be careful out there. Be careful. Falling
Indeed.
Is not fun.
And thoughts for Rich. Hopefully he's okay, and hopefully we'll get an update on him in the next few hours. And we'll...
Paul in...
okay, Jay. Leave Rich alone. Leave Rich alone. So hopefully he's feeling better and gets healthy very, very soon.